Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Mr. Flatty?
Dear Flatty, I've got a question for you. I have a little problem, so what should I do? I'm just a 16-year-old guy. I'm feeling a hurt my first time. My wife is down and alcohol. I'm breaking in the closet. Just got off my own thinking. I'm really starting to take care.
This song is so long. Not you interrupted it. Now I got to play it again. I felt like hearing the whole fucking thing.
Jeez.
It's 30 fucking 8 seconds long.
It felt like 20 minutes.
All right, everybody. Well, that's all the time we got. You know what time it is?
What time is it?
It is time to sell some candy.
It's candy time.
I've got candy and I've got to move it.
Right.
All right. How about we pretend to help
this candy in you today?
See, you could be, I'd like to hire you as our salesman.
Perfect.
ArizonaBayCandy.com. So we've got a new batch of cereal bars.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Fruit Ring cereal bars. Not Fruit Loops, because that's trademarked.
They're not loops, they're rings.
And we are here soon. We will have Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
Which, those might not even make it up for sale.
The second batch might.
Anyway, good shit over there. Go check it out.
Yeah.
All right. So before
let's
we
help
keep
somebody.
Before we keep talking about candy, let's sprinkle in pretending to help people and then
read some questions, sell some candy, read some questions, sell some candy,
and then get out of here.
Yeah.
And then we've also got to figure out how to crowbar our Patreon in there.
Dear Flavian Headband, why does Headband refuse to go on Shitty Song of the Week? Is he afraid of non-black women? Poop scoop, you funny Nastrix. I'm afraid of black women. Afraid of.
Have you been on Shitty
women.
Song of the Week?
No, they invited me, and yeah, that's about the extent of it. No, I have not.
So you think you're too good to go on there?
Oh no, there isn't very much that I think I'm too good for. It's not that. They invited me. They gave me a date. I said yes. And then something came up and I said, I can't make it on that date.
The date came up.
What's that?
The date came up.
The date came and I was like, yeah, this date's not going to work for me. And then we never rescheduled.
Okay. So you flaked and then they ghosted you. Got it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I was telling the long version of that story, but yes.
So what I don't understand is you want to do this full time.
Yeah.
But you don't want to do it anytime.
Part-time. No, I want to get paid for full time while working a little bit less than part time.
So, you went on. So Duchess is watching right now.
Okay.
You went on Boomer Bunker.
Yeah.
And you brought Duchess back over here. Like she don't even. I think she quit that show just to watch our show full time.
She's a full time watcher.
Yes.
And she came because of me, because I'm so lovable.
No, she said that that she started watching us because she thought you were funny on there.
I don't remember that.
Do that more.
Oh, bring her over more.
Yes.
I'm a one trick pony. I just got the one. Okay. I'm going to preface this by saying you're right, but I never, ever think of it that way. I always think of going on other shows as like, oh boy, they're going to realize that I suck at this. after all this time, I'm going to go on some other show. And then that's when they're going to realize that I'm no good at this.
Just schedule yourself on their show and then prove this person you're not scared of black people or whatever.
Okay. Right.
Dear Flabbert and Tubbert, I have an issue.
I work together with many individuals. One of these individuals happens to be a super hot 10 out of 10 girl with massive knockers. And I mean absolutely giant calcium cannons. One issue, I am a raging homosexual who only like men. What do? Titty fucker.
Pretend it's a butt. Some butt cheeks. Pretend like they're butt cheeks. I like that idea.
I don't ask if she's got a brother. Who gives a shit? Yeah. What does one have to do with the other?
Her brother has big tits too. I don't understand the question. Like, she's a raging 10 out of 10 big titties. I don't like women. None of that makes any sense.
Okay. You know how, so maybe like post cancer operation, but there's really no such thing as bad tits, right?
Not that I've ever seen.
Like, I think I talked about it. Like, the first set of tits that I saw was on my best friend's grandma who had Alzheimer's. and they looked like long, like bananas, you know? Uh-huh. But they were still tits. Like, well, yeah. I mean, you could grab it and swing it around if right. you wanted to. She said, "Have you ever seen a set of these?" And she only lifted her shirt up like 4 inches,
just
and
they past were her belly button.
But anyway, so if you're, let's say you're flipping through channels, doesn't
yeah.
matter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a girl is lifting her shirt up. You're gonna stop and watch. It's like, ooh, tits, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that guys or gay guys are like, oh fuck? You know, because if you're flipping through channels and you come across whatever the latest Hallmark movie is about two guys fucking, and one of them's plowing the other one, you can't skip fast enough, right?
Right. He's mid-stroke, and I just got to keep going. No, if I was like, if I came across,
hold on a second, sorry, how long do you think it's going to be before a Hallmark movie is about like one guy boss who's flying home to a small country town for the holidays right. and he bumps into his old high school bully and he ends up just plowing him on a snowman or something?
You said how long? I bet you that already exists.
What, it'd be like plowing for Christmas?
I kind of like that. We should make that movie, Plowing for Christmas.
Sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. If I was like, if I'm ever scrolling through TV and like Brokeback Mountain is on or whatever, and it's like the two guys in the cowboy hats, and like, I don't, my first thought is, like, I don't want to see that. So I don't, it's not that I like, I'm scared of it or whatever. I just like, I got no interest, right? I'm wondering if that's, like you said, the same thing for gay dudes when they see.
No, there's a difference. Because if it was a car commercial.
Yeah.
You have no interest in that. But you wouldn't go, a Ford.
But at the same time, let's just pretend that breastfeeding is common. Like, at one point, even if you're gay, you got food from a set of titties, right? Like, so you can't just have that immediate reaction of that's disgusting, because at some point in your life, you had to have thought of that as like a food source, right? I mean, not a food yeah. source necessarily, but like it's a totally different, I've never looked at Brokeback Mountain and thought, I remember when I used to get that when I was little. Like, I mean, like that used to sustain me. I've never had that thought.
But I'm not following your train of thought.
And neither am I.
Fuck.
That's the problem here.
Normally trains go slow down when they go off the tracks.
This one just kept going. I got nothing. All I knew, I was thinking boobs, milk, men boobs, no milk. And then my brain just went from there. Hope that helped. Dear Flabby, I was looking back at some of your old paintings you posted on the Patreon and wanted to ask how you made them. I know it's some shit I could Google, but was curious to know your process. Thanks.
I Googled it, just like everybody else should. Like, I'm going to sit here on here and talk about how I fucking paint. That'd be so fucking gay.
Uh-huh. Agreed.
But I will be doing a full tutorial on our Patreon, patreon.com/who's right.
While eating some Arizona Bay candy from arizonabaycandy.com.
See, I need to have that ready. Can you?
What?
Hold on.
The song?
Yeah. How does producer Chris do this shit so fucking fast?
I don't even know who that is.
And it's always the wrong one. Oh, I don't want that one.
ArizonaBayCandy.com.
Fucking nailed it.
You were born to do this.
Dear white guy and married a black girl, I am, like everyone in your audience, retarded mentally. How do I become smarter? Read.
Those Cliff's Notes? Read some of those. Like Shakespeare. Read the Shakespeare Cliff's Notes about like Macbeth or something. That'll make you smarter.
No.
No?
Nope, that's not it.
Oh.
Read.
Romeo and Juliet?
No. What the fuck is your Shakespeare shit? No, like read everything, anything you can get your hands on. The more you know, isn't that the whole saying right there? The more you know, I mean, isn't that where it stops?
Yeah, but it doesn't work without like the rest of it. The more you know, you got to say it like that, and there's got to be the rest of the
more you know.
So anything?
I mean, like almost everything.
Okay, if it's almost everything, then what shouldn't they read? Wouldn't that be a smaller list?
I would say user manuals from washing machines probably wouldn't be a whole lot of help.
For
one. Read one. Limit yourself to one.
Limit yourself to just one of those. What about comic books?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Did you read comics when you were a kid?
No.
Oh.
I my imagination doesn't work that way. Like I can't get lost in, it's got to be produced by like Michael Bay or whatever. It's got to have explosions.
It's got to have explosions and pictures of Pepsi all over the place.
You need Demolition Man with something. Taco Bell. That's how I know it's a good movie.
Right.
No, like I can read a book and like I love Stephen King books. I can read a book.
Sure.
And it's like I'm there reading it. Okay. Whereas with a comic book, it's just like I have to read this panel and then it says boom. And then I have to.
Boom.
I need it described to me.
Boom. What other descriptor could you?
For all I know, a fucking bird hit him. I don't know what caused the boom.
I need it described to me. That's awesome. Okay. Is this you or me?
You.
All right, hold on. Dear Abby, regarding my last question, which you just answered at the time of writing this, commissioning furry art does not make me as happy as it used to. This is unrelated, but something I wanted to get out of the way before proceeding. I will add a too long didn't read at the end of this since I know your co-host is. I know how your co-host is. Would that be me or you? I've been suffering from severe clinical depression and social phobia since I started middle school. I'm 17 now, and it's only gotten worse. I've been cutting myself for 3 years now, and as I write this, I've been clean for 10 days, jeez, though I think I might relapse tonight. My question is, am I selfish for trying to kill myself and harming myself? Does this make me a bad son, an even worse friend? I know this is a dumb question for your show, but I know Abby tried committing suicide, so I thought he'd be the right person to talk to about this, since I know no one else who could understand where I'm coming from. Too long didn't read. Am I a shitty person for slitting my wrist every week and for trying to kill myself? P.S. Can you please to this question soon? I don't know how long I have left. Thanks.
Oops. Probably should have got to this one quicker.
Yep. I think this one's all you.
He's not going to like my answer, man.
All right.
I don't think I should give my, I think it'd be irresponsible for me to give my answer.
Why? He asked you a question.
Yeah, but.
You're going to call him a faggot? What?
Okay, here's what I think. And I mean this with, no, I'm not going to say it. I don't mean this with any respect.
Oh, boy.
Okay. If somebody is cutting themselves, cutting their wrists every week.
Yeah.
My opinion is that he is looking for attention.
Okay.
And I would like to offer my attention.
Okay.
So feel free to write me. I'll give you my phone number. Uh-huh. We can talk anytime you want to talk.
Uh-huh.
But those cuts on your arms, they say a lot about you.
Uh-huh.
Like if you're a woman, they say you're hot. if you're a guy, not hot.
Right. Not hot is the right answer for both.
No.
So it doesn't, to me, this just sounds like a person who,
so I think
you hit it.
I need you to understand something.
All right.
What we don't want to do is say something. And then he says, okay, I'll show them.
Yeah, no. That's not what I'm trying to say at all. What this, I think you hit it right on the head. Like this screams a lonely person. And the fact that they would write this means that they have no interest in, they maybe understand that they're lonely and they don't want to be lonely. So if you're writing letters like this to anybody, it means you don't want to kill yourself. If you wanted to kill yourself, you wouldn't be trying actively to look for to look for a way out. Yeah, exactly. You don't want to kill yourself. So don't, but so, I mean, I feel like it's a loneliness or lack of connection thing.
So would you offer yourself up? Cause like I'm out there pounding the pavement and shaking babies all the time with these listeners, helping them with resumes and talking them off the ledge.
Uh-huh.
I would like you to do it for once.
I would, with with a caveat that
I don't have to interact with him.
Right.
That I only do it on the show Wednesday about 7:45 to 7:50.
Yeah, 7:48. 7:45 to 7:48. No, so I would like to say yes, I would offer myself up, you know, whatever, but I'm flaky. And if you're counting on, if you're looking for somebody who's going to be there in your hour of need, I don't want to offer myself up because then I'm the asshole. Like I already know. I know in advance how flaky I am. You know what I
okay.
mean?
Okay. If you're at the point in your suicide planning that you find yourself in a week of need,
yeah,
then Anthony's your guy. If you're looking for somebody to be there in your hour of need, feel free to reach out to me.
Can we start with month of need first? I don't want to put too much pressure on this relationship.
Well, best of luck, man, and feel free to reach out.
I think that you have to, this is a situation where you have to know yourself. You are more readily available. Not like, I don't mean readily available like you don't have anything going on. I mean like, as a person, when somebody reaches out to you, you're more readily available. I am way less readily available to talk to anybody ever about anything.
Yeah, and that's because you... No, I'm not going to do this. Okay, we'll move on.
Hope that helped.
I would like to put a counter up on our website on how many days it's been since he killed himself. Like, just, you know, it's been... I mean, since he cut himself, not killed himself.
Oh, boy.
Two totally different things. But, like, I don't know what his name is. Let's say it's Dylan.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind a sign behind me that says, you know, it's been 25 days since Dylan's last incident or whatever.
Right. I don't want to see anybody hurt themselves. And I honestly think it's, like you said, they're reaching out. He wants human connection. He needs to find somebody to give it to him. And it could be you, Doug.
I'll fucking give it to him.
It could be you or her, I guess.
Dear cum stain and hairline, do fat people have and strategies for smelling better that skinny people do not use? I mean, besides what everyone does, like wear deodorant and take a shower. I change my underwear 15 times a day.
But that's nothing to do with being fat. That's just how often I shit myself.
So I would say probably if you walk out of the house, let's say you get to the car and you realize you forgot to put deodorant on.
Yeah.
And you're on your way to work. You'll probably just go to work and then say like, fuck it. Like,
No. I think I would bet you that I'm a sweatier person than you are.
I've seen that on stream before. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a sweaty person. So like I probably do more fat people stuff than you do to make myself not smell bad just because I'm generally a sweaty person.
Let's go through so we've both spent time working in shops.
Yes.
So let's go through our checklist. Okay.
Yeah.
So baby powder or a powder in the socks.
Nope. I don't have a problem with feet sweat.
I don't have a problem with feet sweat, but it stops athlete's foot.
Yeah.
And
I just wash my feet.
It's like walking on clouds.
It's like what? It is like walking on clouds.
Okay. Inner thigh, nut sack, taint, yep. Asshole.
Yep.
Balls.
Yep.
Dick.
All that gets powdered. Yeah. All that gets powdered. Not every single day, but sometimes. Yeah.
And then
got the powder going on that.
What kind of deodorant do you use?
Old Spice. What's wrong with Old Spice?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I think it's an old man deodorant, but mine is probably cringier. So I can't make fun of your Old Spice.
Speed stick?
Axe.
Oh, Jesus. That's awesome. You're like a 19-year-old douchebag.
I even though I shave my head, I still put hair gel in there.
Hairspray every day. So why Axe? That's just what you've always used?
Yeah, I like the way it smells.
Really? Weird.
Just beating them women off with a stick. And then if it's like a really hot day, I'll have baby wipes.
Uh-huh.
And then back when I worked in a shop, I would go into a stall and drop trowel and wipe my nuts off and shit.
Yeah, you have to. So I bought some of those prepackaged baby wipes, you know. I keep one of those in my pocket just in case.
Yeah. So okay. We do the same thing.
Same routine. Yeah. So I don't know what it is, but I don't know if I got it from my dad or whatever, but I'm just a generally sweaty, greasy, disgusting human being.
You're a sweaty guy.
That's right. Dear almost got Down syndrome and almost got Down syndrome. My friend says it's gay to catch AIDS. I think he's wrong because what if you fuck 100 women to get AIDS? Fucking 100 women isn't gay, right? No, you can't get AIDS from fucking 100 women. But yeah, I mean, it's not gay to fuck 100 women. And if you try to fuck 100 women to get AIDS, you won't succeed. Just you fuck three gay dudes and you already got AIDS. Like, women don't get AIDS.
I just thought of something. I was going to argue with you because your AIDS take is so fucking stupid.
Is it?
Yes. 100%. We've had this conversation so many fucking times, I don't even want to have it again. There's blood transfusion. There's the whole thing. You're not tricking me into doing it.
Yeah, but those don't happen. Those aren't real.
But, so you're telling me Eazy-E fucked it.
Gotcha.
Okay. But no woman has ever died of AIDS.
No.
Oh, if you say name 10 famous people who have died of AIDS, I think there's only four. Rock Hudson, Eazy-E.
Tom Cruise. Tom Hanks.
The singer from Queen. That's it. Four famous people have died from AIDS.
Right.
I think I only listed three. I only got three fingers up.
Shaquille O'Neal had it for like years. And
he Magic didn't die. Johnson.
Magic Johnson. Yeah, same thing.
Tall black guy had it. I don't know.
Can you even name one woman who even had AIDS? Not that died, just had it.
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, because they don't get it.
Famous woman.
Women's? Women's. It's exclusively a gay male disease.
Alexis Arquette, Trinity Bonet, Math Ryan.
That's a guy.
Actress who was diagnosed with HIV in 1989 and died in 2016. Okay, so there's at least one. Alexis right. Arquette.
Never heard of her. Okay, that's fine. So I she guess
I sex with a gay guy.
Yeah, exactly. She tried to turn a gay guy. She got AIDS for it. That's what you get.
Dear fat ass and fat ass, what is the best way to itch your balls? It's easy.
We should vet these questions.
I did. I think this is something that I can teach people. Like any women that are listening, I can teach you how to itch your boyfriend or husband's balls.
Okay.
Here, I'm going to explain it to you, and I want the people at home to follow along. Okay.
All right.
So take your arm, stick it straight out.
Okay.
So do what I'm saying.
Oh,
I'm
okay. All right. Got it.
Turn it over so your elbow is facing up.
Okay.
Put it down on the table.
Okay.
Pinch the skin where your elbow is.
Okay.
Okay. You feel that?
Yeah.
That feels like your nutsack, right?
Kinda. Yeah.
Okay. So then you just grab that. And you just rub it back and forth, like roll it between your fingers, and that's how you scratch your nuts.
Oh. I just give her one of these.
Actually scratch your nuts? You don't twist them?
No, I scratch them.
You're weird.
I put my hand on my pants and scratch, and then give it a good sniff.
Yeah, you're scratching your nuts wrong.
What?
Next time your nuts itch, do what I said. Pinch and twist.
Pinch and twist. All right. I heard that causes cancer, but all right, I'll try it. Dear Flabby and Ticklin' Tony, I recently saw what Anthony looks like for the first time, and ew, what a mess. My question is, how did a fine piece of dark chocolate fall in love with a greasy toolmaker? Does he have a good personality, a fetish? The people want to know the truth. Poop a scoop. Greasy toolmaker is about, that's pretty accurate.
How did you land your Nubian princess?
So we were sitting outside of a gas. No. Yeah, it was a gas station. We were sitting outside of a gas station that's connected to a laundromat. And I had a different girlfriend. I had asked my wife out. She said no. So I asked some other girl out. I was a kid. I asked some other girl out. She said yes. So I was going out with her. And I was sitting out in front of this laundromat gas station with my now wife, and I tried to kiss her, and she said, no, you have a girlfriend. And then, like, so we didn't kiss or whatever. And then a week later or something like that, I broke up with my girlfriend and asked my wife out again, and she said yes. And I don't fucking know. All I remember is I tried to kiss her, she said no, and then we ended up going out.
She said, get your honky lips off of me.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought you worked with her.
Yeah, I did.
Why the fuck were you at a gas station with her?
We hung out. We were friends. I had a girlfriend, but I was hanging out with this girl instead. I was stupid.
Oh boy, I wonder if that first one knows what got away. All this could have been yours.
I have no idea. I'm a nice guy, I guess. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
You're not a nice guy. You try cheating on your one girlfriend.
I know, right? I was 17 when I met my wife. I'm assuming I'm a totally different person than I was when I was 17. So whatever I had at 17, that's what hooked her.
Okay.
I've got nothing. I don't know.
To my favorite high calorie people, I plugged my phone into my car and your podcast, which I was in the middle of listening to, showed up on CarPlay. My father, who was in the passenger seat, is now asking me why I'm listening to something called Roaring Turbo Rectal Cancer. Uh-huh. How do I explain to him that I'm not gay? Thanks.
Don't. Just embrace it.
Did we have an episode named that?
Yeah, I think so.
We must have.
Yeah. How would you explain that to your parents if you were a kid? I mean, not a kid. He's driving, I guess. But I mean, how would you explain that to your parents?
These guys name their episodes stupid names.
And then you should get your dad to sign up for our Patreon. Buy him some candy.
And see if he wants some candy.
Yeah. Your dad sounds like a cool guy. He probably wants some candy.
Arizona Bay Candy.com.
Do you think his dad asked him if he was gay? Like, why are you listening to this rectal whatever? You gay?
I can't imagine that's the case. Like, unless his father's fucking retarded. Like, if his father's got Downs and he has to drive him around or something. But just seeing that pop up on the screen, that's it doesn't even have anything to do with being gay. You can have rectal. Just the word rectal doesn't mean gay.
Yeah, it does. if I saw a rectal pop up on my CarPlay, ooh, gay.
Ford.
I don't. Some people are that homophobic, where like if they just see anything that references your butthole or another man or anything, it's like
or another man's butthole.
What?
Or another man's butthole.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Why you listening to that gay shit?
Me or you?
I think it's you.
Dear Dorg and Pickleball Master Anthony, lately I've been having really bad swamp ass and leaving a lot of skid marks in my underwear. My partner of 5 years is not as impressed over this as I am. I'm really proud of this, but she tells me something needs to change. How do I get her to embrace this, or how do I stop the intruding skid marks from pissing off my partner? P.S. I'm a construction worker, and they don't supply thick enough toilet paper to wipe my ass properly at work.
Use more.
Bring your own.
Do they not supply enough?
No. Like, there would be nothing wrong with... Okay, it... This kid... No, what he said doesn't add up.
Okay.
The thickness of your toilet paper has no relevance on the thickness of your skid marks. The two things are not related.
I agree with that.
Okay. Because you can take one ply toilet paper and make it 20 ply toilet paper.
Exactly.
And if you're a construction worker, you're shitting in a porta potty, you can make it 80 ply toilet paper and just drop the whole fucking boulder mess down there. It doesn't matter.
So if you are a construction worker and you wear a tool belt, is it like considered uncool to have a roll of toilet paper on your tool belt? Just shouldn't that be just commonplace if you're a construction worker? Got my hammer, my tape measure, my toilet paper roll.
Yeah, I think I would do that just because I think it would be funny. Like, I'd make a little hanger for it to hang off.
Yeah.
People walk up like they need to use toilet paper, just stick my hip out and they can just unroll some. And
dude, yes, do that. Do like I just said, get one of those like prepackaged butt wipes, you know, put one in your pocket.
It's all about a matter of supply and demand.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So what you do is you buy 4-ply toilet paper and then you sell it out of the trunk of your car at the construction site for triple markup.
Yeah. By the roll, or do you just roll off some and like you sell a handful?
Oh, I think you just take a roll and put what's the average amount of squares that somebody would use of toilet paper for one session?
No idea. Never counted. I just roll it off until I feel comfortable that it ain't going to go through into my hand.
I would say roughly, 80, I think I use maybe.
Sure.
So
we'll go with 80.
Let's say that the average amount of squares that's used per poop is 80 squares.
Yeah.
So then you package it in Ziploc bags of 60 squares. So then they have to buy two.
And if they return their bag, they get a discount.
No, but nobody's going to hold on to a Ziploc bag full of 20 squares of toilet paper. Uh-uh. So they'll throw that away. And then next time they'll have to buy two.
And if you're really resourceful, you can dig it out of the garbage and resell it again for a second time.
Now you're just being stupid.
Right. Dear Flabbies, I was recently on a horrible trip to Miami with my longtime girlfriend and noticed the light blue cop's car pass that said Hispanic police, which I assume are only allowed to arrest Mexicans. My question to you and Ann is, do you think every race should have a dedicated police force? I don't want a black cop taking me in for a DUI. Thanks, Poop Scoop.
I think on the surface, that's a good idea, but it's not sustainable.
Why? Because they don't commit crimes the same? Like, we just have just black people could be cops then?
No, I mean, I was taking a serious route. Like,
so am I.
No, I was thinking, okay, so then you have black cops, white cops, Mexican cops, Filipino cops, Vietnamese cops, Chinese cops, Japanese cops, mixed cops, Japanese and black cops.
Yep.
Black, white, mix.
Yep.
Filipino. Do Filipinos fuck Chinese people? What about Vietnamese? Who are they fucking?
No, other Vietnamese.
You never see a mixed child, like half Vietnamese, half white. Which is weird because Vietnamese is such a fetish for white people.
Is it?
No.
I guess I've never thought about like a Vietnamese being a fetish. Every time I hear it's Asian, it's all like one.
That's Vietnamese, right?
I think so. But I mean, like when I think of Asian, I think of like Chinese, not Vietnamese. Or are they all kind of the same?
No. Chinese women are fucking gross.
Really?
Japanese women are hot. Vietnamese women are hot.
Don't they all have really small boobies though?
No.
No?
I don't know.
I thought they all look like 12-year-old boys.
No.
They look 12-year-old boys with slanty eyes.
Sleepy.
Just look super sleepy. I don't know.
Me?
Yeah, I think so.
Dear Dorgaroni and Fathany, I spent 8 years and worked through college and figured out my way till I met a good girl and got a bachelor's degree in general business, aka business administration. In the meantime, I worked in both licensed and unlicensed cannabis, and I've gained a lot of knowledge over the year. I was a marketing manager and was building up my resume, but wasn't getting enough money, and my marketing department was ran by a feminist.
Ugh.
So I found a new job. What I'm doing is work from home remodeling company so I could afford a ring for the love of my life. Now I work with a bunch of roid heads who are pressuring me to rip old people off by giving them estimates and pressuring them into a sale. Should I pursue something else or rip off old people's grandparents? Rip off people's grandparents so I can marry the love of my life. Also, am I gay? PPS. Anthony, you told me you would send me a cassette tape episode and never did. Not shocked, but disappointed in you.
When people don't sign, I don't even know who you are. How am I supposed to know who that even is?
Do you know how many people I've promised that tape to?
Yeah, exactly. I've made more promises than I have tapes. Yeah, you're gay.
So, no, I don't think that you should try to con old people out of their fucking money.
No.
That's a shitty way to fucking make a living.
Agreed, yeah.
If you middle-aged people, fine. Whatever.
If you're doing like home remodeling and you can't make a living like just remodeling people's houses that want their houses remodeled, yeah, find another. It just means you're bad at being a home remodeler or whatever you do. How do you remodel people's homes from your home? He said he works from home remodeling houses.
Yeah, you're not that fucking dense. Here's the pieces that I've put together based on his question.
All right.
He works for a company, probably makes cold calls or fields calls coming in, setting up appointments for people that want to remodel their home. So let's say that I call and say, hey, I want to put on an addition to my house.
Yeah.
I would call this Yahoo. Yeah. And then he tried pressuring me into putting in a storm shelter or something.
So, okay. Yeah. If you work at an Indian call center, do you get to tell people that you work in construction? That's not, you're lying. You don't work in construction. You work in a call center.
He didn't say he worked in a call center.
No, I know, because he's lying. If he wasn't lying, you would have said, I work in a call center and I try to pressure people into buying shit.
He could work for a company and his job is to work from home as the operator or the scheduler or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, so not a call center. It matters. It matters. It doesn't matter. It does. He's lying. He's lying and it matters.
What's he lying about?
If you read his message, it said that he worked in construction for I work from home in construction. No, you don't. You work at a call center. Just because the call center is at your house, you're still just an Indian trying to sell people fucking bathroom remodels. You're not a construction worker.
He didn't.
You don't get to fucking have the toilet paper roll on your belt, okay?
He didn't say he was a construction worker.
Yes, he did.
He said he works in construction.
He doesn't, though.
He does. If he works for a construction company working from home, okay, we know a guy. Uh-huh. I don't want to say his name, but we know a guy who works from home fielding calls for a for iPhone or Apple products.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you do? I work for Apple.
Yeah, that's a lie.
It's not a lie. He only fields calls for Apple products.
It's a lie by omission.
It's not lie by omission.
Yes, it is. If somebody asks you what you do and you say you work for Apple, they basically, oh, you're an engineer? Cool. No. You just answer the phone. You're basically like an overpaid secretary. You work in a call center. I don't understand like how you don't see that. He doesn't work for Apple. He works at a call center.
he works for Apple.
At a call center. it doesn't make...
Out of his house.
Still a call center. People are still calling you about their fucking car warranty or whatever bullshit. You're trying to...
Why would you call Apple about your car warranty?
Because that's the only thing I can think of. if No. it's wrong. You're lying. Just say, yeah, I'm basically an Indian. I work at a call center. That's it. You don't have to be ashamed of it.
I'm an Indian.
The only reason you wouldn't say... I work at a call center is because you're ashamed and you think it sounds better to say I work at Apple or I'm a construction worker.
I work for Apple. That's different than I work at Apple.
but you understand that that's lying, right? It's just dishonest. It's dishonest to try to make yourself sound better than you actually are.
It's not dishonest. If you are employed by Apple and they pay you to sit at home and answer phone calls and talk people through how to do a hard reset.
So if somebody says, hey, Doug, what do? You say, I work at Apple. You don't think that that's dishonest at all? If what you do is you help people hard reset their phone by holding the button for 3 seconds, that's your job?
If my job, I wouldn't say I work at Apple. I'd say I work for Apple. What do? None of your fucking business.
Because you're embarrassed because you work at a call center. Your job could be done by a fucking 14-year-old.
That's irrelevant. How easy your job is has no bearing on what the title of the job is. But a 14-year-old could go door to door selling meat. That doesn't mean that I...
But you can't... Okay, what do? I build houses. Wait. What do you mean you built? Oh, no. Well, they have to have people answer the phones if you want your house built. So my job is to build
houses.
What?
He didn't say he built houses.
Basically.
Not basically. He said he works in the construction industry.
Yeah. I build houses. That's what I heard.
Right. That's what you heard. That's not what he said.
Yeah, because he lied.
That's a new problem.
He didn't lie. No. He lied about not working in a call center. He probably doesn't even live in America. He probably lives in India, works at a call center, and just fucking... This guy's worthless.
Okay, let's say that you went to work tonight.
Yeah.
And they said, you know what? You can take these clamps home and knock the rust off of them from your garage. Would you no longer say I work for Acme Incorporated?
Do I have to answer any phones while I'm doing this?
Would you no longer say that you work for Acme Incorporated?
Are they the ones paying me?
Yes.
Yeah, of course I would. I'd still say that. If somebody asked, who do you work for?
Who signed your checks?
Yeah, if they say, who signed your checks, buddy? If they say, what do you do? I'm not going to say some high prestigious, I'm a construction worker that builds million-dollar mansions. No, you're working a fucking call center.
Hold on. So he said, I work in construction, and from that, you got... One, high prestigious. You think there's more prestige for a construction worker that builds billion-dollar homes than there is for a construction worker that puts up drywall in a fucking elementary school?
Yes.
They're all the fucking same. They're all deadbeats, and they're all alcoholics.
None of them answer phone calls in a call center. That's what I'm trying to say. He's just lying. I don't even remember what the question was, but he lied about where you were.
Okay.
So I don't trust anything you said.
If somebody is a roofer, which okay. I think we can agree is the lowest level of construction worker.
Yes.
Okay. If somebody is a roofer, are they allowed to say, I work in construction? Or do they have to specify, I'm a roofer?
Yeah. If you're, it's that sketchy. Like I don't.
Sketchy.
How do you say construction in Spanish? Because if you say construction in Spanish, I know you're a roofer. I don't know how you say that, but El Constructo, yeah, you're a roofer. Like you're acting like I'm crazy, but
you are.
No, this is the hill that I'm willing to die on. This guy is lying and trying to get more. Like, he doesn't want us to think he's just some shitty call center worker, so he made up some construction gig.
If he didn't want us to think he was some shitty call center worker, he wouldn't have said that his job is being a shitty call center worker.
Yeah, but he prefaced it by saying, I work in construction. Like, he's fucking highfalutin.
You are the only person that puts fucking construction workers on an ivory tower.
Just above the Indians.
9/11, when everybody was saluting firemen when they were walking around, you were sucking on construction workers' dicks.
Uh-huh.
Queer faggy. How come it is generally acceptable to breed dogs or cats for specific traits, but if you wanted to do so for a person, suddenly you're a monster? On top of that, why is it... I hate this. I gotta remove that. On top of that, why is it... If I say a certain breed of dogs have a good trait, like German Shepherds are smart, there's nothing wrong with it. But if you say a negative, like pit bulls are aggressive, you're being ignorant. I don't advocate for eugenics and love dogs, but it is strange. Forever yours, Ted Poopson.
The first point I'm going to ignore because that's a dumb question. The second point, he is exactly right.
What was the first one that you're ignoring?
You should be able to breed traits into people or whatever. That's stupid. That's a stupid question.
Why? I think it's a fucking fascinating question.
What? You think that there's somehow a connection where if we breed traits into dogs, why can't we breed traits into humans? Like dogs and humans are equivalent? That's a stupid question. It answers itself because we're moral. We have morals.
Do we? You're telling me.
We personally don't. No. But
so you're telling me then that there are no human traits that are embedded in DNA.
No, I didn't say that at all. That's not even exactly remotely what I said.
That's what you're saying. Those traits have been bred into them, whoever them is.
But no. Being bred into something means it was done on purpose from somebody breeding something into somebody. Like, that's bad. Yes. But you don't understand why that's bad and doing it to dogs isn't bad on the same level?
Yes, I think that is precisely the question. And I don't... So... Okay, let's say that you could have bred your first kid to not be burnt. Wouldn't you have done that?
You think he was born burnt?
Well, okay, so
if he came out of the oven burnt.
If you could have bred him not to smoke in bed.
I definitely would have. Whatever gene that is, take it out of him. The second question is far more interesting to me. Because... I think it affects you personally. You have this idea that some dog breeds aren't aggressive. It's the owners, but you have no like problem admitting that some dog breeds are better for certain things, just not aggression, which is weird. It's a weird thing to think to me.
Okay, so we can move on to that after we finish the first conversation.
Okay.
That, which is really, you don't care what the first question was.
Uh-huh.
You just thought that you had a way to paint me into a corner, and that's how you want to proceed.
No. Not paint you into a corner at all. I didn't say that it's, no, not that. I said it's fascinating to me. The way that you think about dogs is fascinating to me. It's not painting you into a corner.
Okay, so ask me one question at a time, and I will do my best to answer them honestly as it relates to dogs. Instead of just broad brush,
that's fine.
Trying to fuck me.
Do you think that pit bulls are more aggressive than other breeds?
No.
What? I don't understand. That's what I don't understand. That they are. I mean, they're obviously more aggressive than other breeds.
I don't think that's the case.
If you look at all of the animal attacks, like dog attacks, it's all pit bulls, right?
No, not at all. It's not all pit bulls.
Oh, sorry. It's mostly pit bulls.
No, so pit bulls do more damage when they attack. For sure. Pit bulls are the most abandoned breed of dog.
Irrelevant.
Which means that they are out fending for themselves. Which means they are getting aggressive because they are trying to live. Pit bulls are also very protective. And they will bite anything that moves, especially if it's a child. Aggressively.
Got it. I'm not saying that we need to ban pit bulls. I don't care about that.
I would say chihuahuas are way more aggressive than pit bulls.
Agreed.
No question.
Agreed. I agree with that. But chihuahuas are also not dangerous.
Which is why I said pit bulls do more damage, because they don't just bite and release. They bite and won't let go, and then they start shaking their fucking thick necks.
Right.
Little fucker.
But you tend to think that because, I don't know what happened, but like you like pit bulls, so you have a problem like saying pit bulls are aggressive by nature. You blame
because I don't think they are. I don't have a problem saying it. I don't think they are. I've had three, two of them I have currently.
Uh-huh.
Zero aggression. That's the only thing I can speak on is the three that I've had. Anything that I see on the news, you know, a pit bull mauls a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shouldn't have had a baby in with a fucking pit bull. I don't know what to tell you.
I agree with that. And that's all I'm trying to say is that maybe people who have pit bulls should think, I shouldn't have a baby with my pit bull.
Yeah,
because pit bulls are fucking aggressive and they will kill your baby, stupid.
No, they won't. They're nice and they're lap dogs and they're cuddly.
Got it.
So it's a fucking played out argument, and everybody, it's either idiots like you who say pit bulls should be euthanized, or idiots like me who say that it's not the dog, it's the owner.
Okay.
But there's probably 30% of the dog attacks happen with dogs that were well-loved, well-taken care of, and they just fucking snapped.
Right.
That's because pit bulls were bred to fucking kill, man. But with that being said, the two that I have are very lovely.
You're misrepresenting my argument.
Right. That's what I do.
Yeah, I know. I don't have I don't have a strong stance either way. Really, I don't. I know. And it's fascinating to me. That's what I'm saying. I'm not a dog person, so I don't have a strong... I like dogs. I don't hate them. But I don't think that like we should euthanize pit bulls. But I would never, ever have a pit bull around my children if I had small children. Because I think it's just it's a stupid bet to make. It seems like you're betting against your children. It's retarded.
Yeah. Growing up against the odds, man. But it's no different whether it's a pit bull or Rottweiler or...
Yeah, agreed.
Any big dog.
Agreed. Yeah.
Okay, so, but you sit there and you focus on pit bulls.
Yeah, because you have them. And it's funner. If you weren't personally invested, this wouldn't be nearly as fun. I think we should euthanize just your dogs.
Fuck you.
Oh,
I gotta end the show. Bye. I believe that if a dog attacks somebody, the owner of that dog, it should be treated as if the owner of the dog did it. I think dogs should be treated the same as guns.
Really? Like you should lock them in a case when you're not using them.
if one of my dogs was to get out and kill somebody, I think I should be held legally responsible as if it was me that mauled that old lady.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's terrible.
Why?
Because you don't know. How are you in any control of when your dog is going to snap?
I'm in complete control of who my dog can snap at.
Uh-huh.
Because they have a fenced in backyard.
Yeah.
They don't get out.
Yep.
They wear shock collars. There is zero chance of them getting out. If somebody comes in, then they come in.
That's a different story. Yeah, well, I'm not talking about someone coming in your house. I'm talking about, I mean, I guess under those circumstances, but
no, if you're not responsible enough to take care of the animal, if you have an animal like that and you're not responsible enough to take care of it, then you should be euthanized.
Maybe you should just get a lizard. Be easier.
Right. Okay. Well, we got to do these.
Oh, all right. Tiggle Bitties. Anthony on Shitty Song of the Week would have been awesome. Kevin Keeley.
Thank you, thanks, Tiggle Bitties.
Tiggle Bitties. It would be awesome. Gaming Machine 8. Kevin Curly. Curly. Nicknames are awesome. Super dank, awesome unicorn guy. Good episode. There's been a significant lack of puppy eugenics on this show up until now. Calvin Curly.
Thank you very much, super dank, awesome unicorn guy. All right, we got to go record our
puppy eugenics at all. Bye.
We've got to go record our bonus episode, patreon.com/who's right. We will see you over there.
Yep.